I'm headed off to a project here in Seattle this morning from my home north. Now, I love the apps that guide me places, the map apps. Waze is my current favorite because it creates little sidetrack ways to bypass traffic, etc. You know, I entered that. I just moved somewhere, and it seems that there's a two routes that are fairly close to get into Seattle. So basically, if you're from anywhere around the world, basically, my little town is north of the downtown area, and I have to go in about, I don't know, seven miles something to where I'm going. So if I go up this side route by the lake, it's a four-lane road. It gets me to a main street. I cut over and then get on the freeway, continue north or south to Seattle. The other way was to backtrack from my house north and then come back and get on the freeway and then get into Seattle. So basically the second route is getting me onto the freeway for most of the time, but I have to backtrack and go through a two-lane road. But I was thinking this morning, it's sunny, and I just don't want to go the way this Waze recommends me, which is faster, right? It's a faster, more efficient way to go, I suppose. But as I backtrack in my mind, I'm just thinking, you know what? I'm going the opposite direction. What the heck, you know? And so I just decided, you know, I just like to go this other route. It's more it's pleasant in the sense that I'm going slow now, whatever, 5 miles an hour, but I'm looking over to the left. There's the beautiful Lake Washington there I can see, and then I get up to this area and it is a little slow maybe, but I'm moving. It's just more pleasant. I just feel more emotionally better about it, and I'm gonna accept that most of the time unless there's some other issue. So this is like so many things. We just choose things on an emotional basis because we just want to. And deep in, there's some guiding force in our subconscious or previous experience, but we just have our tastes and preferences. For example, color. Well, I'm doing a project where we change the color in my contracting work. Initially, the guy had put up samples, a dozen or two, but then we got 3/4 of the place painted, the interior, and he says, it just looks kind of different to me. I don't like it. Okay, so now I went and we started over. We got samples. I helped put bigger samples up so he could see it, so he can get a feel of them compared to each other, and he started... Interestingly, and people often do this, they refer to the color name to try to coordinate these mid-range of grays, but I suggested don't pay attention to the names because that's really meaningless. It's just random names that are created. And look at it. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about this one compared to that one? And we went through 4 of them, and he's like, yes, I really like this one. Oh, the other one was, oh, that's way too green, da-da-da-da, and boom. I said, well, how do you feel? How does your gut feel about that? He says, oh, yeah, I like it. That's what you want. Go for it. So the gut feel in so many things, how we set ourselves up, it may and often is illogical, especially compared to someone else's world. So in business, you know, here, as I think about people that I've given the real skincare product to, the serum, a few people say it's, it's okay, it's nice, it doesn't do anything for me. So I'm looking at what's really going on, what's their perception, and one person's perception was they only put things on their skin that they can eat. I've heard that many times. I find it perplexing. I find it a little illogical. Many other things you do in life, you know, you don't just do things that you will just eat because you don't want to eat them. And that's a philosophy, an emotional stance that has people believe about their skin. They have some, well, it's true. The physiology of the skin, many things affect the skin, but the skin is a barrier. There's not everything goes into the skin. it's like a mesh screen, right? The molecules have certain sizes, etc. But anyways, I don't argue with that at all, but that was her stance. Even though Real Skincare is high performance, derived from organic elements, for example, there's more specific lipids, for example, that filter out some of the waxes and the junk in the lanolin, for example, that can be problematic for people and actually can cause irritations over time. So many elements like essential oils or more broad butter fats, lipids, like can cause problems with people. But they may not believe that or want that. Cool. So emotional stance, and for ourselves to become aware of what our own emotional desire is, can be all right. I mean, we want to measure it against things, measure it against information, and it's always good to get a check from a trusted compadre or friend or partner, you know, check in a little bit about to challenge your questions, you know, challenge your what you're doing. I mean, just challenge in the sense of in a respectful way, right? So you can look at it, so you can turn it over in your hands and say, oh, I didn't really see that idea. Maybe I should consider that. So, you know, if I was trying to get to the airport and I had 5 minutes to spare, I would look and believe and take the route that saved me 5 minutes, regardless of how I was feeling. You know, so context, right? So that's okay. In the end, designing things that really we respond to. I mean, it's just so much comes from our background and history. Yeah, and I'm dialing that last bit in with the business part here, where I have an assumption of some people. One is that people with skin challenges are motivated when they look in the mirror or somebody comments, or they have a feeling that's bothering them about how their skin feels. They're much more motivated than some young ladies that I've given the product to, who are very interested in makeup and beauty traditionally, but it's not something so important, because it doesn't really address an emotional thing maybe fully for them. And that, for skincare, it tends to be people with challenges already, and it's interfering with their lifestyle. As I talked about, like me getting out, let's say, in the sun. And if you're doing an activity like hot yoga or hiking in the heat, and you know, the heat and sweating causes your skin to be irritated, well, you're motivated to reduce that problem. So there we go. So attend to what resonates with you on your gut level, in your chi, you know, in your heart, and then measure it and check it. That's what I'm doing. Thanks for listening. I haven't offered that. There's some of you out there for this documentation of a journey and some insights and ideas that maybe can spur some thoughts for you, give you some help. I have a follow-up coming up about the treatment for my toes, and it's fairly exciting. In the first day, I'm seeing some benefit results from this new way, this new paint gel that works on a different and calming these couple nerve pathways that just get overstimulated. And literally in a day, I felt a dramatic reduction. So I'm going to follow up there over time and talk more about that. And just for reference, that's called Ted's Pain Cream, and they have a gel too. So Ted's Pain, and it's like, he's a neuroscientist. So follow up there. Okay, cheers.